consider the work of God. Who can make straight what he has made crooked? Reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 13. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining marriage. In regards to wisdom, the wisdom from God that is needed for healthy living, the book of Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon, is very useful for self-improvement and spiritual maturity. And in today's episode, we will apply it to broken relationships. And so when you think about the text I just read from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 13, when God has allowed for a person to be broken, therefore, you, the believer, have to make your peace with God's sovereign plan or design for that broken person's life. Because a person cannot correct someone that God has allowed to be broken. So, in regards to a love relationship, a marriage, no matter how many words of affirmation are used on someone you are in love with, your partner may not give you the response from your words that you desire. No matter how much quality time that you have provided out of your quality time, your spouse may not stir up the feelings that you are seeking to produce. In regards to physical touch, no matter how much you physically touch them, your lover, your spouse, may not light a fire towards you in the way that your heart desires. As far as acts of service, no matter how many times you drop everything to serve their needs, your spouse may not lift a finger for your personal needs. And lastly, no matter how much money you spend buying gifts, it may still not make your spouse develop any loving feelings for you at all. When you have done all that you can do to show your love for your spouse that you have believed to be special, and your marriage still has not prospered, therefore, it is vital that you take time out to observe God's handiwork in the marriage. Upon consultation with a professional marriage counselor and prayer, you may develop the conclusion that God has blocked the love you so desire from developing in your marriage because your spouse may be broken. Thus, it takes maturity, a deep understanding of the will of God, and faith to understand that He prevents people from loving you, and it may have nothing to do with you at all. Henceforth, the season of a failing marriage is when your faith in God is vital. So, if you are experiencing a broken marriage, or you are tied to a broken person, then rejoice, because it creates the opportunity to grow stronger in the Lord. In addition, wisely and gracefully dealing with a broken person can greatly increase your wisdom by changing your perception on the reasons why God allows difficult people into your life. Jesus says, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus said this to his disciples as he was sending them out among people that might be hostile towards them. To conclude, knowing that the Lord wants his children to be wise, so in consequence, you should use scripture and prayer to learn how to use your broken marriage, and going through life tied to a broken person as a means for you to grow stronger spiritually. And lastly, as you begin to see God's handiwork in your broken spouse, you also should watch to see God's handiwork in your own life. Take notice of your new found strength. Take notice of your maturation. Notice how much your mentality has changed. And as you do so, now you will begin to understand that you have been prepared to carry out a special purpose for the Lord. A strong and capable servant of the Lord equipped to serve and help others. I hope this message was a blessing to you. And if so, then please share this episode with a friend.